Hello and welcome to Niche Upon a Star. And we're up to episode 10, and this week we're talking to Kaylee Hall from Hall Creative. And I have to say, I don't like to play favourites with my episode, but this was a brilliant one. And it was such an interesting one because, first of all, we had a nightmare with technical issues trying to get started. And I'm using some new software, which I'm delighted with, but it took us a little bit of time to get everything sorted, which meant that by the time we were recording, we actually didn't have that long. And that had the most amazing effect on this episode because it's basically turned it into an episode I didn't have to edit because Kaylee just gave so much value in such a short space of time. She had such clarity on her business and all the things that she's done to transform her business. And she had so many awesome tips. The thing I really liked about her story is that she, like me, like a lot of us, started out and was just kind of feeling her way through being a freelancer and was knackered and was taking on the wrong kinds of jobs. She took a bit of time out. She stopped. She reflected. She got help. She sought coaching. And when she came back to it, she had all this purpose behind what she was doing. She knew why she was doing it. She was able to say no to the wrong clients, yes to the right clients. And it had this massive impact on, you know, her business and how much money she was able to make and how much time she could take for herself and just how valued she felt. And that's a big thing for me, is that as a freelancer, you shouldn't feel like you're not part of the team. You should feel part of the team and be treated with respect, not as a sort of supplier, but as somebody that's there to bring expertise. And Kaylee really explains clearly how she got from being, in her own mind, somebody that was there to do a service to somebody who was there to transform a brand. And she's a designer, so for all any designers listening or any brand designers listening, this is a great episode as well. I am super excited to share this with you. So let's dive in. So let's just dive in. So welcome to Niche Upon a Star. This is Kaylee Hall. And Kaylee's an amazing graphic designer. And it's a privilege to have you on today. Thank you so much. We've had a few technical issues, haven't we?
We have, but we're here.
It's been interesting. But you're here. So tell me about your business. What do you do? And tell me about like everything that you enjoy about what you do.
Yes, I'm a brand and website designer. I work with conscious service providers. So these are people who are kind of driven by purpose, and all they want to do is kind of make impacts and make genuine kind of change and offer help to the people that they realize need their services. So that is my absolute joy every day. I run downstairs to get to my computer to do that.
Do you?
I do. I love it. I love it so much. I think it's because it's purpose-led for me. So it's nice. Yeah, it feels like I'm doing something quite deep for myself. So yeah, a little bit of woo-woo in the work.
That's so wonderful that you love it, that it brings you joy. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so it wasn't always like that. I've been running for 10 years. It will be 10 years in September.
The first congratulations.
Thank you. Little celebration. I need a confetti cannon next time, Jo. I would love that.
Yeah, you do. That's what this is missing, isn't it? Is a confetti cannon.
Yeah, we need
cannon.
A confetti cannon.
Let's make this more like a gender reveal right now.
Yeah, please do. Would love that.
Go
so
on,
the
carry
first
on.
Few years, it was very much kind of just freelancing in that exact sense, like doing work for money, trading time, all of those kind of mundane things that feel like you're just paying bills, you're just kind of getting by. So I was working in that way for about maybe 4 to 5 years, which is a long time to kind of go through that motion and wonder why I'm reaching burnout and not feeling fulfilled. And the work I'm doing, it's kind of, there's a little bit of, I want to say, resentment, because it's not, you know, I know sometimes the solutions that people needed were a lot deeper than just a flyer or just a new website or something like that. There was often an issue with the connection between them and the people they wanted to work with because they hadn't done that work. So a lot of the work I was doing was in vain, and it almost felt like pointless, which doesn't feel great when you kind of want to enjoy what you're doing. Yeah.
That's so interesting. And I think that's so true for so many people, is that you come up against people who haven't got a strategy behind what they want to do. What they fundamentally want is like a thing.
Yes.
They just want you to do the thing. And you're like, yeah, but it's not going to be a good thing if we don't think about what we're doing here, and they don't want to think about it.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes it's and especially when you know the resolve is quite simple. It just needs some thought, some strategy and some planning and, you know, some proper discovery work just to connect. And then you probably won't need to spend that money on those bloody flyer drops. I cannot fathom just the energy and the funds that go into flyer drops for people that don't have that kind, like your business doesn't rely on the public, doesn't need the public. So what are we doing here? So there was a lot of that. And when I suppose a freelance business, it's 24/7. When you go to bed, you're thinking about work. When you are doing the school run, you're thinking about work. So having my head filled with kind of work that was making me want to not do this anymore, I knew something that had to change. So yeah, I think the first 5 years was a lot of that. It was a lot of finding my feet, knowing, I think you have to go through the fire to kind of, you know, know how to put it out and know what to change to kind of make things feel more fulfilling. So I don't regret those years, because they've kind of, they made sure I would never do that again. I will always make sure I'm kind of connecting to purpose and working with people that I know are ready to do the strategy work. Because that's where the results are ultimately. So yeah, 5 years of that. And then I did some work with a coach. I had a coach for a little while. That was to kind of undo the burnout and find out what was happening. Why I'm crying all the time. What's happening? Why am I always crying at this desk? Why is happening? Is it a very early menopause? What is going on?
No, I've been there. Do you know what I mean?
Have you?
I have. Yes. Yes. I've had to stop and get coaching twice. Both times was after I had my kids. When I returned to work, I had to get back with a coach's support, because both times I felt like I didn't know what I was doing. And with the help of somebody in external perspective, you can get a bit more reassurance. And in your case, you can get pointed in the direction that's right for you as well.
Yeah, I think sometimes we almost need someone to validate how we're feeling as well. It's almost like, I feel this way. Am I supposed to feel this way? Is this just work? Is this just what happens?
I'm working 12-hour days and I'm so burned out. It's not supposed to be like this. So the coach switched your perspective on your work away from where you're giving away your time for money to a place. So what changed?
Oh, a lot changed. I realised that, one, I was massively undercharging. Two, I was working with clients that weren't quite aligned with the way I want to work. Three, I was like, business doesn't need to look this way. And I wondered if some of the kind of the behavior was a little bit of the hangover from when you're in corporate settings or you're in an agency settings. It feels a little bit hustle, like you've got work in, get it done.
There isn't time to stop and think.
Absolutely. That's the word.
It's all
that's
about
exactly
rolling
what
it
is.
Over.
Yeah, keep the money churning and things like that. But I think you don't have to do that when you work for yourself. Yeah. So there was a lot of kind of, I think those were the three things that I had pinned with her, with the coach. Then I was connected wonderfully to someone I hold very dear to my heart now. It's I worked with a strategist, a brand marketing strategist called Jay, and we swapped services actually. She needed branding and I didn't quite understand how deep brand marketing strategy could help for my business. It feels like that's for a larger business. It doesn't feel like a one-to-one or a solopreneur or kind of company of one would need something that felt quite big, if that makes sense. It felt kind of quite large on the scale of marketing. So we did a service swap and that completely changed everything for me. She kind of helped me connect to my purpose and we went right back to, we talked about, you know, what I wanted to do when I was at school. And I realized it had always been this, it had always been design. And it had always been about the psychology of things, how people's minds work, you know, the connection between human to human connection, all of these things that I was yearning for. I didn't realize it had been, I think it's innate in me. It's always been there. So she helped me reconnect to that and then completely 180'd the business. I've just completely flipped the way I work, the way I approach even discovery calls, finding the clients that I want to work with, making sure that I am connecting with someone who I know I'm going to enjoy that work because they're aligned with my purpose as well. We've got a shared connection. We've got a shared desire to make sure that we kind of opening the doors for kind of human to human connection.
That's amazing. Yeah. So if you're on purpose, then that means that your clients have to match that. And if you're working with someone who is aligned with their purpose, fundamentally, they're going to be asking you for graphic design that's linked to a bigger goal.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't know what their purpose is, then they are not going to know what to ask for. Does that make
Absolutely.
Sense?
Absolutely.
And you were struggling with that before. So you went in and did some digging of your own business with two different outsiders. You invested in yourself, although you said you did a swap. You're still investing time and money into your own business. And how did you feel when you kind of came out the other side of that? It sounds like you were more focused. Did you feel happier about work?
Yes, definitely felt more clarity, felt tons more confidence. I felt more intentional as well. There was a lot of intention behind what I was doing now because I had this solid framework that that was kind of wrapped around my desire. So that was so driving. And then I continued to invest in my business since. I suppose the one thing that was a massive takeaway was, I suppose, the catalyst was being able to charge more, being able to invest more. So I think, when you're doing the work that lights you up, it feels you can kind of validate charging a worthy price and not hiding behind, discounts and all of these things because you just want to kind of take anything on. So that was very helpful. I did a program. I joined a program for ambitious creatives, and that kind of opened up some perspectives. But I definitely work better with kind of one-to-one investments where someone's kind of speaking straight to me directly, because we can pick apart things that are unique to myself. So yeah, I invested in myself has been so easy since, because I suppose the value is clear in my business now and it feels different to me. It feels a lot more, the worthiness is up. It's kind of off the scales now. So it feels right. It feels correct to keep putting money back in because now I can see the value of what I'm going to get back.
Yeah, definitely. It makes a huge amount of sense to invest in yourself as you go.
Yeah.
And it makes your life easier. It gives you a clearer focus. And it means you're happier at work. It means you get more of the clients that you want. So after this process of you overcoming and figuring out more about your business, like what changed in your business, in what you do? It sounds like you had a more thorough process of getting people to work with you that involved them answering some questions and maybe you saying no from time to time. What else changed for you?
So my services changed. What I offered changed completely. I went from kind of doing general graphic design to strategy-led brand design and strategy-led website design.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, massively, massively. So there was a lot of work behind connection.
And those two things are worth more, aren't they? They're valued a lot more. Like brand design and website design, those are the first two things people look at. They need to be the same everywhere. There's a big difference between designing a flyer as a one-off and then doing a big piece of work for someone. You can charge a lot more for it. And it, I think, involves a huge amount of skill. And the process takes longer, right?
Yeah.
So project-wise, it's a longer, more ongoing thing for you. And that brings you, it's like a different kind of ball game that you've entered into.
Yeah, it almost feels like a bit of a doula process. It's a bit maternity, isn't it? Because I suppose the strategy stage, it's a lot of rediscovery, and then it's a lot of looking at the way they're connecting with their clients. Like, what are their clients actually saying about them that they never ever hear? What are they really saying? And often they're like, they're terrified to do it because they feel like they feel like it's going to be really confronting and kind of they're going to find all of these issues that they've been, all these things they've been doing wrong. But actually, there's so much love. And I think when you're in business, you don't kind of appreciate that. You're looking at all of the small granular detail all of the time to keep the cogs turning. So just that bit alone, just kind of showing them what people are actually saying and thinking about them, it feels like it's very transformational is what I'll say. It's a complete transformation.
I agree with that. And every time I've done something like that for a client, it's always had 10 times more of an impact than anything I could say. Because it's actually coming from the source directly. If they hear their customers talking about their business, it does have this massive impact. And I think people don't have that awareness, I certainly don't, of the things that they're good at. The things that their clients appreciate, often we think it's the opposite of what it actually is. We think, oh, well, what my customers love about me is this, that, and the other. And it's like, no, that's not what they like. They like this. Listen to what they have to say. This is their actual words. Let's work with that. That's very clever. So you're working with the customers to come up with a brand, to shift the client's perspective, your client's perspective. And all that takes time and skill. There's a lot of discovery going on, isn't there, in your business? You're all about discovery, self-discovery. And the discovery process, you enjoy that, do you?
That's my absolute favorite. I feel like it's quite a teaching moment as well. And I think we all, just in the general running of business, we forget to appreciate what we're actually bringing to people. So while we're focusing on the logical benefits all of the time, there are actually some huge emotional benefits that people are receiving. And I think just that stage alone, just for them seeing that people, you don't need to do, you know, you don't need to add any more value. You don't need to add another service or another offering or any freebies. People already love what you have. And it's something that you can't, no one else can replicate that. Like, that's unique to you. That's yours. And I think people kind of, it helps you calm down all of the tactics as well. You realize you don't need to do all of these offers and all of these things because you have something worth the price that you're already offering. It's there.
So you're basically doing for your clients what someone did for you. You're the graphic design doula. You're helping them give birth to themselves.
Like, here we are after 9 months. New baby, new perspective, new life. Yeah.
Paid for a doula with my first, and she was hilarious. She had 5 kids, and she used to turn up around our house, still drunk, for like a doula get together in the evening, and she was end I didn't use her, but we had a couple of meetings with her and she was smashed.
You're joking? Oh my gosh. Sounds like an intervention was necessary.
she rolled in like drunk, just fresh from, she'd taken her kids bowling, and she was staggering about, and me and my husband were like looking at each other like, is this the person?
At that end of my body, after a few tequilas, no thanks. Please don't pull my baby out. No.
Clearly in her line of work, you've got to have quite a high tolerance, haven't you?
Oh, well, she's certainly got a high tolerance for something.
So your business then is now kind of like a replica, similar to what somebody helped you do for yourself.
Yeah.
Which is this self-discovery journey towards something that's very closely aligned to the value that you give, which was maybe unknown to yourself before you started the whole process. So it sounds to me like a very valuable thing that you're doing, although you said it's an emotional thing at times, I imagine, for your customers to have to go through this process. When you were going through it and you were niching down with the help of these coaches, what things changed in your business, aside from the fact that you maybe had a bigger number of questions you asked customers before you worked with them? Was there anything else? Did you notice that you had more time? Did you notice you made more money? Did you feel differently about networking with other creatives?
Yeah, a lot of the, some of the things I felt were maybe sleazy didn't feel like that anymore because they weren't in vain. So networking's completely changed. I am very intentional about who I'm networking with, the kind of groups that I'm in, the communities that I join. And I'm looking for people that kind of share the same values, which the conversations with them always feel pure. They don't feel, you know, loaded with, like, she's literally going to take my heart out and eat it if I don't. If I don't sign up to her thing, it doesn't feel like that. It feels quite, you know, natural, I think I would say. And the quality of clients has completely changed as well. I think because it's such valued work, I think the clients that are coming through, they are ready to invest in that. because I feel like it's clear that it's quite transformational. So there's not, you can't put a price on that, I think, just such a big change like that. So I haven't had to kind of fanny around the price point. The price is the price, and I've not been challenged with it. I've not been haggled. It's either a yes or a no, with no kind of, oh, can we put it down to, there's been none of that attitude. So I think the value is quite clear. And the quality of the process has completely changed. I think the trust is up because I'm not just kind of an order taker now. I'm trusted as an expert, and they're kind of letting me lead. There's no kind of, the feedback sessions are kind of one-to-one. We're having a conversation, we're having a chat. They don't, it doesn't feel transactional in any way. And I feel quite, it's very...
it's empowering.
Massively, that's the word, yeah.
And you feel valued, because otherwise you feel like, sort of like, a service provider, and you get treated like one. But when you start showing, no, actually, I'm going to walk you through this process with you, and we're going to do it together, you're showing them that you're there to help, and you get treated then like an equal. It's so important. And I shared something a couple of weeks ago about, if your client's not got a brief, it's actually a good thing. Because a lot of people, junior freelancers, will say they've got a rubbish brief. And I often think a rubbish brief is a good sign, because it means that you can add even more value. You can go in and say, if you don't know what you're doing, that's fine. We'll go right back to the beginning and we'll walk you through what you need to do to get to you to where you need to be. And when you do that with someone, just like you do, it enables them to actually trust you. And you said the trust went up. But what I find really interesting is that your networking with other creatives changes, your price points change, you get less niggles. It sounds to me like your whole business changed as a result of you going, all right, I'm going to be more aligned to my own purpose. I'm going to find clients that know what they're doing as well. And I'm going to shift my whole perspective. It's really nice. And so you did 4 years of working for hours, and then you've now had five or six years of your business as it stands now. What does it feel like? What's the difference between the two for you?
Oh, gosh. Quality for one. And it feels there's no hustle, if that makes sense. It doesn't feel like I'm kind of just cramming in work and just doing tasks for money. That's the most liberating, because then work doesn't feel like work. It feels like I'm being paid to help people do something quite special for themselves, which there's, how could you not want to work when you feel like that in your job? So yeah, that's probably the most valuable thing for me, because I'm doing this all of the time. And when you work for yourself, it is all of the time. So yeah, not feeling heavy or kind of, duty bound, I guess, is probably the most empowering thing. That's the biggest change.
For sure. I love that. It's interesting to hear how one simple thing has changed everything about your business. And that for you was connecting to purpose, connecting to your, what would you call it? Your why. I don't want to quote Simon Sinek. That's how you say his name.
Yeah.
But I am impressed, I have to say. And I think it's fair to say that it takes years, doesn't it, to figure this stuff out. It does. It takes years and years to actually stop and get off the treadmill and actually repivot yourself, which you did. If you could go back to the very beginning now and give yourself some advice, what would it be?
Absolutely. Just ask for help. Hire the people that can help you get out of the situation and invest in yourself. I think the fear of investment was probably the thing that made this take so long. So yeah, that's absolutely what I'd go and shout in my face in year one. for sure.
And after you invested that in yourself, how quickly did you make that money back?
The same year. In fact, yeah. No, I the coach alone, it was on a payment plan, which I thought I couldn't afford. And I cancelled the payment plan and paid her in full after the second month, after month two. So it was that quick. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm.
That's amazing. And I suppose from my own perspective, Did this affect your marketing? How you marketed yourself and your services after you'd gone through this process? How did that change?
The messaging changed. So I think what I was saying and who I was speaking to has been, it just feels, it's more, I think before it felt a little unclear, but now there is a lot of confidence in kind of doing the tasks. And email marketing, I absolutely love it now because it feels like I'm having a conversation with the people at the other end, even though it's kind of, it's like a one-way mirror, isn't it? You don't get anything back unless you've kind of, you know, someone's replied to you. But just that alone, it feels like I'm always helping. Even if there's not a tip or guidance at the end of the email, I'm offering something valuable to them, because it's sometimes it's just a kind of realization point. So marketing doesn't feel like I'm walking around with my cap in my hand asking for, please, can you hire me? It doesn't feel like that anymore. It feels like I'm just kind of offering value and people will come if it aligns.
That's right. Your clarity shines through, I think, as well in this interview. And I just want to say a massive thank you. I'm so grateful that we managed to overcome our technical hitches. I think there's been so much value in all the things that you've had to say, Kaylee, in your 10 years of freelancing and your 4-year versus 6-year discovery process that you've been on and where you are now. It's amazing to hear your journey that you've been on. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jo. This has been a really, really good chat.
All right.
And that was Kaylee. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Niche Upon a Star. If you enjoyed this episode, let me know about it. I've had some lovely DMs lately. I've had some emails from people. I've had some nice ratings on Spotify. Please go into Spotify and give us a rating out of 5 if you want to. Or follow me on Instagram. I'm doing Instagram now. I'm not going to lie, I find it difficult, but whatever. I'm muddling my way through. So I'm at @Jo_Millett on Instagram, where you can find me in lots of other places. My website is Lean Content. It's a marketing company. You can check that out if you want to. Or you can find loads of stuff about the podcast at leancontent.co.uk/podcast. I don't know what else to say about this episode other than I really enjoyed this one and I loved chatting to Kaylee. You can find her on Instagram at Hall Creative. And yeah, she's just an amazing individual and a great example, I think, to all of us to invest more in ourselves. Thank you for listening. Catch you next week. Bye-bye.